Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to Psalms of Hope. Oh, I have some great music for you on this program. And I'm going to talk about our ancestors, mine as well as yours. You may ask, since this program's heard around the world, how do you know who my ancestors were? Well, actually, I don't know your ancestors, but I do know our ancestors. So hang in there with me. I think you're going to enjoy this journey to our past. Growing up in South Dakota, I am blessed to have had wonderful parents and grandparents. I could spend the next 10 programs just talking about the stories of pioneer days in the Dakotas. Well, many years ago, I heard a minister speak about Proverbs 22:28, which says, "Do not remove the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set." He said it did not apply to just legal boundaries of land, but could also apply to the principles and standards of our ancestors. Don't neglect them. Don't tear them down by your own rebellion. Keep the standards and concepts of your ancestors. Well, however, some of you listening have not had good ancestors to look up to. But I have a solution for you today. I'm going to talk about some of our ancestors, yours and mine. And I'll tell you where you can read more about them and learn to live up to them. However, I want to tell you right up front that I think my grandma was the best grandma that ever lived. Oh, she and my grandpa lived across the street from us during our growing up years, as well as into early adulthood. Grandma decided early on that talking to us grandchildren was more important than anything else she could be doing. Psychiatrists have the couch, but Grandma had the front porch and her rocking chairs. She had a certain way of listening to you as if you were the only one in God's world worth hearing. I remember when an hour with Grandma made me feel like the most important person in the world. And Grandma often told me she's praying for me, and I believed her. She provided a foundation for this little girl from South Dakota that I'm still trying to live up to, Grandma's dreams for me. Well, in the next segment, we're going to talk about some of our ancestors. So stay tuned while I play some music just for you. This is a wonderful song. It's the praise and worship group singing, "I Want to Be Where You Are."
Draw me near to where you are.
Oh, yes, Lord, I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I just want to be where you are. That's my heart's cry, and I hope it is yours too. Well, on this program, I'm talking about our ancestors, yours and mine. And in the first segment, I talked about my grandma, and I hope there was someone like that in your life too, someone who encouraged you. So now let's talk about an ancestor we all share. It's Esther, beautiful Queen Esther. I've always loved knowing I had a queen in my ancestral line. Well, you may ask, how do I know Queen Esther's my ancestor? Well, in the Bible, it says that when I decided to become a follower of Jesus Christ, then I was adopted into God's family. Queen Esther is in the lineage of Jesus, and since I'm adopted into his family, she's my ancestor. And you may wonder why I like her, besides the fact she was beautiful and a queen. Well, for one thing, I want to be like her. She followed and obeyed God, even though she was risking her life to do so. She had an inner strength, so that when life became hard and she had to make some tough decisions, she was willing to do what God was directing her to do, even at the risk of her life. If you want to know the complete story of our ancestor, yours and mine, read the book of Esther in the Bible. It's a fabulous story. It reads like a modern-day novel, full of intrigue, betrayal, seduction, and mystery. It's probably the first time that someone sought to destroy all of the Jewish people, just like groups want to do today. Yet, because of Queen Esther's obedience, God was able to provide a way for the Jews to be saved from annihilation. Are you willing to be an Esther? Am I willing to be an Esther and stand up for what's right and good in our world? Are we willing to stand against those things we know are wrong? It's something to think about, isn't it? Well, I'll be right back after this music by the group Simply Worship. It's a song of worship to God. The name is How Majestic Is Your Name. Yes, the name of Jesus is the name above all names. It is indeed a majestic name. Oh, what an encouragement God-honoring music is into my life, and I hope it is to yours. And if the music I choose is an encouragement to you, I'd love it if you'd write and let me know. And you could even ask for me to play a certain song, and I'll work it into one of the upcoming programs. Well, on this program, I'm talking about our ancestors. In case you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. It originates out of Utah, but is also heard all over the world, coming down out of the satellite to Jerusalem in the Middle East, on shortwave radio into India and Pakistan, other countries in that area, and a special welcome also to our new listeners here in the United States. We're so thankful for the opportunity to talk to each one of you, no matter where in the world this program finds you. Earlier, I talked about our ancestor, Queen Esther. And now I want us to consider Joshua. In today's world of wars, terrorist attacks, famine, economic failures, and our own personal disasters, we are needing people who will stand up in the face of opposition and become the leader that God calls them to be. Well, if you want to learn about leadership, read the book of Joshua in the Bible. Again, it's a great book to read. From Joshua, we can see the qualities it takes to be a leader. We must be willing to listen, and we must be diligent in carrying out God's instruction for our lives. We can ask God to help us to be courageous in the face of opposition. Oh, just as God said to Joshua 3,000 years ago, so God is saying to us today, be strong and very courageous, for the Lord your God will be with you. Wow, I love that verse. And later on in the book, Joshua wrote, so be very careful to love the Lord your God. These thousands of years later is still good advice for us. If we want to have a successful life like Joshua, then we need to heed his words, love God, and be obedient to what God says for us to do. And like God said to Joshua, God says to us today, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Oh, so many times when I've gone through hard times, that scripture is a comfort to me. God will never leave us or forsake us. Well, we may not lead a nation, but our obedience to God will change our own personal world, won't it? Knowing we have the assurance that God will never leave us or forsake us, we can have peace, knowing that we will see Jesus in heaven one day. Well, there's a wonderful song I love about heaven, and I want to play it now. The song is called, I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all you'll be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Oh, what a blessing to know that because of Jesus in our heart, we will be in heaven one day. I just love that song. It's so exciting to read about people in the Bible and know that we will see them in heaven too. They are indeed our ancestors. And I have so many questions I want to ask. I want to meet Gideon the farmer. When God called him, Gideon said, "How can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." I want to ask him what he thinks happened in his childhood that prepared him for leadership. God obviously saw talents in Gideon he didn't know he had. How about you? Do you have talents that God put in you that you haven't even thought about? Or how about asking David why he picked up 5 stones instead of just 1 when he faced Goliath? Did Goliath have brothers? Or if Ruth was scared when she and Naomi walked all the way back to Naomi's relatives. After all, she was leaving all her own family and her country. I wonder if she was concerned about Naomi's family accepting her. And I would love to meet my ancestor, Judge Deborah. But I wonder, was it hard for her to be a judge in the male-dominated world of that time? And yes, I'd love to meet Nehemiah and ask him if he ever became discouraged when his enemies were making fun of him for trying to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. The work must have been hot, and it was actually dangerous, so they had to have their swords to defend themselves while they rebuilt the wall. How did Nehemiah manage to keep everyone encouraged and working? There are so many more of my ancestors I want to meet. I know their stories from the Bible, but like you and me, I'm sure there's so much more to know. What did they do when they were lonely or confused or discouraged, when people didn't believe they were called to do something by God? People just like us. Then there must have been times it was hard to follow God and obey Him. But before we talk further, let's listen to some music and I'll be back. David Sapp sings a song that encourages our obedience. It's called, "Let's Walk This Walk of Faith."
Walk of faith.
Without faith, it's impossible to be pleasing unto Him. Everything we do reflects our faith. Like Abraham said, I'm not moved by what I see, only what I know the Lord has said. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith.
Walk of faith.
I'm gonna talk this talk circumstances say you won't make it through
you
the day. But wait a minute, listen to your faith. Faith is given, it shall be given. God supplies all my need. Then faith through the talking, here's what you say. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith. I'm gonna talk this talk of faith. With my heart I believe. I speak what I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith. I know symptoms try to come to put you down beneath the load. And people all around you will agree that it's hopeless and you're helpless, or you might as well give in. But remember, we're not moved by what we see. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith. I'm gonna talk this talk of faith. By his stripes I know I'm healed. I will stand till it's revealed. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith. I'm gonna walk this walk, talk this talk, walk and talk this walk of faith. I'm gonna walk this walk, talk this talk, walk and talk this walk of faith. I'm gonna walk this walk of faith. I'm gonna talk this talk of faith. With my heart I believe. I speak forth, I receive. I'm gonna walk this walk, talk this talk.
Oh, what a great song of encouragement. Yes, we want to walk that walk of faith, don't we? Well, on this program, I've been talking about our ancestors, yours and mine. You know, when we say ancestors, we think of our grandparents or maybe great-grandparents. Many years ago, a book was published with our family history going back into the 1400s in England. So I'm very aware of my ancestry. It was so fun to look and find my name as well as that of my children in the book and then follow the lineage all the way back to England. Well, it's my understanding that Jewish people, especially the tribe of Levi, can usually track their ancestry back thousands of years to their tribe in the Bible. But most of us don't have that blessing. However, we can all trace our ancestry back thousands of years if we decide to become a follower of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah. In the New Testament, it says that when we decide to follow Jesus Christ, when we invite him into our heart, then we are adopted into his family. The Bible says that Jesus becomes our elder brother. And so his ancestors become our ancestors. I just love that. And if you want to read about our ancestors' lineage, you can read about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and her lineage is found in Luke 3:23-38. But if you want to read about Joseph, the father of Jesus, his lineage is found in Matthew 1:1-17. My question is Jesus your Savior? Then he is your elder brother, according to the Bible. But if not, you can invite him to become your brother, your Savior, and your Lord right now. Will you pray with me? And when you do, you can begin a new life with Jesus. Pray this prayer in your heart as I pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died for my sins and that you have offered me eternal life if I believe in you and invite you into my heart. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me the peace and love I so desperately need in my life. Help me to learn more about you and follow after you all of my days. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, will you write to me? I so want to hear from you. The announcer will give you my website as well as my mailing address, and I hope you'll write this week. And when you do, just ask for my free book about your new walk with Jesus. The book is called New Beginnings. I would love to send it to you as my gift. So do tune in, same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.